Father, we thank you we can gather in your precious name of you, Jesus, and just bow down humbly before you this morning and once again open our hearts to prayer. Open our hearts to how you show us as you speak to us through your word, how we are to pray, Lord. And the elements really of prayer, it's not really a technique, but it's just a heart. And so open our hearts this morning to receive from you as we look at another prayer in the Bible, one of you, Lord Jesus, healing a leper, touching a leper. So guide us now as we bow down and worship you and just begin in song this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. This is an outstanding prayer. As I always say, every prayer is outstanding, every prayer is great, but they all are great and they're all outstanding. But I think we will see something today that you don't see in every prayer, and that is an outcast, a leper who was not even supposed to be within 150 feet of anybody, is so desperate that he comes right up to Jesus. No demands, but falls at his feet and worships. And this word worships there, proskuneo, it means the ultimate in worship, because it's the worship of the lowest low to the highest high. Now, is that the way you come in your prayers to the Lord? Lowest low to the highest high? Or do we come, gimme, 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 I demand, I deserve, or whatever. I know you don't do that consciously, but is that really your heart? So here we will see today the lowest low to the highest high. And the prayer is very simple. Lord, I know you can heal me. I know you have the power to heal me. But will you? Isn't that what we usually pray to in a way? So then we see Jesus doing the unforgivable thing, the unlawful thing of touching a leper, of touching a leper. So as I was looking at this particular thought, there's a song by Elvis Presley of all people, but he touched me, he touched me. And so if you turn on the second page, which is actually page 3 of your notes, here are the notes of he touched me. And we're going to sing this, and maybe we sing it with understanding, and just picturing this leper who was a total outcast, not to be within closeness of anybody, coming to the Lord, and the Lord touches him. We got some competition this morning, I'm sure. So, we have the Lord touching him, and of course, keep in mind the whole application of this prayer, as far as I'm concerned, is one of us having the leprosy of sin, because leprosy is a type of sin in the Bible because it's so close to sin. It's insidious, it works from either the outside or the inside out, and it takes a while to break down the body, to break down the resistance of the body, but eventually it prevails and the body dies. And that's what sin does to us. It takes over and we break down, and we eventually, if we don't confess and get out of it and turn to the Lord, we will die in our sin. And we know that because Jesus came to save us from our sins, didn't we? So as we see here, now a type of you and me being saved is what we have here, in a sense. So he touched me, and let's sing this together, and then we'll look at the prayer a little bit more, although I've kind of summarized it already. He touched me. Shackled by a heavy burden, beneath a load of guilt and shame, there touched me.
And
now I am no longer the same.
For
he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened,
and
now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Oh,
since I met this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, I'll never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while he turns. Touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, joy that floods my soul. Something happened, now I know he touched me. Now we're going to have another song today, but we're going to do that at the end, okay? All right, so we are in Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. We have just finished. First, we had in the first four chapters the Jesus being described, proclaimed as king. Then we have in the next chapters here of 5, 6, 7, we had the Sermon on the Mount, the practicality of the gospel and so forth. And now we move on into kind of a miracle section here, where Jesus is establishing himself really as a miracle worker. Now, you'll notice in today's miracle that he tells the leper after he's healed not to say anything, because Jesus did not come to perform miracles primarily. He came to what? Came to die for our sin. And he didn't want to be proclaimed as king ahead of the prediction in Daniel of the 483 years from the command, so he didn't want to reveal himself until it was time. And so he's going to tell that healed leper, go your way and don't say anything to anybody. And that's really kind of interesting, isn't it? Because this happens more than just in this particular healing, but the people couldn't keep their mouth shut. They just had to tell everybody. Now, conversely, he tells us to tell everybody. And we don't tell anybody.
That's so true.
I don't mean that personally, but if it fits, Phil, wear it. So we are in chapter 8, and verse 1 says, when Jesus had come down from the mountain, this is giving the Sermon on the Mount, great multitudes followed him, not just multitudes, but great multitudes. This is many, many people. And behold, a leper came and worshiped him. It's pretty easy for you and I to worship him because we know we're saved. We know we're his child. We know what he's done for us. But here's a leper who was an outcast with no hope. There was no cure for leprosy in those days. And what does he do? He comes and worships him. Now, this word is the same exact word that the Syrophoenician woman used when she fell at his feet to plead for her daughter's delivery. It's the same word that the Magi used when they came to Bethlehem. They wanted to fall down on their face and worship the king. This is, as I mentioned earlier, some of you came in maybe after I said this, but this is The lowest low to the highest high. It's where we come in all humility, in all reverence, and we're worshiping the highest high. But we see here, more than my opinion, we see the leper, the lowest low, reverencing the highest high in this word worship, proskuneo. He worshiped him saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Now this encourages me very much. Here is a leper who deserves nothing, I would think he would feel, because he's an outcast. Just as I deserve nothing, you deserve nothing, but yet God in his grace, the Lord in his grace has reached down and touched us. And the most greatest miracle in the world is not the miracle of healing leprosy, but it's a miracle of taking care of our sin and transforming us from a lost sinner to a saved saint of his. But we see, Lord, if you are willing. So he's got faith. He knows that Jesus can heal, because you can see this here. But will he heal? Will he heal me? And so there's faith, but there's not total faith there. He's not coming saying, Lord, I know you're going to heal me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But he comes in all humility and says, if what? You are willing. And that's the key to every one of our prayers. What did Jesus pray in the garden? Let this pass come me, but pass, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Also, it tells us throughout the scripture that whatever we ask in his will, he hears us and he will do it. Whatever you're praying in the Lord's will be done. That's the promise in the scripture. But much of the time, we don't pray for the Lord's will to be done. We pray for my will to be done, right? Father, I got a great business plan here. Now, will you bless it? Or I got something else really great. Will you bless it? No. We're to be looking to him as this leper did and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And notice what Jesus does. He does the unforgivable, impossible thing of putting out his hand and touched him. Just as he put out his hand and touched you and touched me, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now it was forbidden under the Mosaic law to touch a leper, because God had built into his people the importance of avoiding contagion, the importance of what do you call it when you can't see anybody,
quarantine.
It was all to be quarantined. If you had anything particular like leprosy, you were quarantined. You would be outside the camp. You couldn't come in the camp for the good of the rest of the people, right? And so it was totally a separation. And, there was no withholding, because it's politically incorrect to say he had leprosy. No, you had leprosy, you were out of the camp, right? So here we have this one who's out of the camp, could not be touched, and yet Jesus puts out his hand and touches him. He didn't ask to be touched. He asked to be healed, right? If it is your will. And Jesus answers in this compassionate way of touching an untouchable and saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy was cleansed. Jesus said, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest. Now Jesus is fulfilling the law. There was a prescribed, interesting, isn't it, in the book of Leviticus, a cleansing process to be done for leprosy when there was no healing for it. So God already had built into the whole situation here the cure. And that is, again, it was a type of Christ, wasn't it? You would take these birds and you would kill one, and the blood, you would run into the water. And then the other one you let go as a type of the resurrection, as a type of the sin being carried away. It's all a type of Christ, all a type of what Christ would do for you and for me when he died and rose again from the dead and eventually ascended into heaven. So go your way, show yourself to the priest and offer a gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. So he's prescribing that the leper does exactly what the word of God said he was supposed to do. He was supposed to go show himself before the priest, so he did that. Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the awareness of the importance of worship, of seeing ourselves as we really are, apart from the Lord, the lowest low, the filthiest sinner, the rottenest piece of flesh as a leprous body is, and yet you touched us and you healed us. Lord, may we forever be thankful, and may we shout your praises forever, Lord. And as opposed to this case where Jesus said, don't tell anyone, you have said, preach the gospel to every creature. And you have said, you are the light, you are the salt of the earth. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. We are commanded to tell everyone. So Lord, forgive us for not doing that. Forgive us for our comfort at times when we just don't feel like telling anybody anything, maybe, of you. And yet, how can we be quiet when we see all around us people on their way to hell? People who have not been touched by you because they've not permitted themselves to be touched by you. You have paid the price for every single soul, for every sin ever committed or will be committed, and yet we have to receive that gift. And so, Lord, thank you for touching us. Thank you for the power of prayer. And Lord, lead us now as we have a few moments together to pray for the church, the body of Christ around the world, your bride that you love so much. And whatever you put in our heart for rulers and those in authority, for reign here in California, Lord, in the West Coast, for rulers and those in authority and for our children, grandchildren, and so forth, Lord, for the ministry to the kids. But the ministry's all, we're all kids, Lord. Even 100 years old are kids compared to eternity. So, Lord, we're all youth, really, in a sense. So as you put in our heart to pray, Lord, may we respond in Jesus' mighty name. Let us pray now.